Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy, selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Summer market dates available at willowpondsheep.com and by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84, and the Schwangunk Wine Trail. 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And it is a special Tasting Tuesday today because I've taken it on the road, which I do once in a while, but it's been a while, and I'm very excited because I'm here at Hotel Tivoli in Tivoli, New York, with a number of the team that run the kitchen and the bar. We're going to meet Brent Schaefer from Plain Meadow Farm just down the road in Tivoli. She is the farm manager. The farm produce ends up in the kitchen here, and we have Colby Miller, who is the chef at Hotel Tivoli. So the two obviously are collaborating, creating their menu, and we're going to talk about all that and more right now here on Tasty Tuesday. So thank you guys for inviting me to the Hotel Tivoli. Hi, Brent.
Hi. So I'm Brent. I'm one of a small team at the Plain Meadow Farm. We're an all-women run operation, and we specialize in selling wholesale directly to local chefs. Colby in the corner are a really prime example of that. The artists Helen and Bryce Martin started the farm, I believe, 6 years ago with the idea of supplying the hotel and restaurant with the freshest produce possible. We've expanded slightly beyond just selling to the corner over the past few years, but they are a huge cornerstone of what we do, and we work really closely with them throughout the seasons to make sure that we have what they're interested in having on the menu.
And how long have you been the farm manager over at Plain Meadow?
This is my fourth season, but I've been farming in the Hudson Valley for almost a decade.
Where did that start in your life? Like, did you go to school for agriculture or?
I did not. I went to a liberal arts college and I studied writing. I have, my family's from the West Coast, and my mom had a garden and grew most of the food that we ate growing up. And it sort of became an interest of mine from a young age that I followed.
Okay, so let's meet Colby, actually. I'm being rude. Hi, Colby. Colby Miller is the chef of Hotel Tivoli. And how long have you been chef here at Hotel Tivoli? And talk right into the mic.
I've been the chef here for, I believe, 4 years. I've been with the company for 7. I was a sous chef before and then stepped up to the chef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's your background? I assume you went to school for this.
Yeah, I grew up in the Hudson Valley. I grew up in Rhinebeck. And then I went to culinary school down in the city at the Institute of Culinary Education.
Mm-hmm. And then you came back home.
I worked in the city for a bit, worked at a couple of different restaurants down there, and then I made my way back up here, and here I am.
And are you like to hide in the kitchen most of the time?
Yes.
And what does the kitchen look like? Just like, how many people are you working with there?
We have about 6 people on the line total, a couple of dishwashers, and we all kind of just help each other out and have our own roles, but pretty diverse kitchen.
And so how much do you rely on Colby, the produce from the Plain Meadow Farm? Like, because obviously let's take a look at the menu here.
Yeah, the produce, you know, Brent grows really amazing stuff at Plain Meadow, and Brent and I talk pretty regularly about what she's growing and try to mold the menus based off of what she has and what they're growing and just kind of keep everything super fresh.
That's awesome. Brent, why don't you tell me, like, what kind of produce are you growing?
Well, right now, we're switching over to mostly fall.
Right. You just released your fall menu just this past weekend, right?
Yeah. Colby just changed the menu, which is perfect timing for us because we're moving into all the fall items. So I believe he has our Spigarello on there as a side for the salmon. And we're also this week having the first of the Romanesco and a variety of chicories coming out. And one thing I just want to mention is in the fall, before the coming season, Colby and I meet and we talk about what we've grown this year and what we want to grow for the next season. So it's not just about what's happening in the field on a week-to-week basis. We also take time to plan that out ahead of the season.
So, I mean, how does it work? Like, so is it, I'm guessing a combination of maybe things that you want to, food, maybe Colby, that you want to create for the menu, and then maybe they make that part of what you're growing at the farm? Or is it like what just grows best at the farm ends up on the menu? These guys, by the way, were in one of the dining rooms at the hotel, and they're sharing a mic. So
yeah, we're being we're passing it back and forth like a kindergarten classroom.
What you do in terms of the collaboration you have between the farm and the kitchen, right?
That's lovely. It's a little bit of both. The farm has very heavy clay soil, so we're limited on our end in terms of what we can actually grow. Over the years, Kimberly and I, who we do a lot of the, we manage the farm together, have tried to grow a range of things that we've enjoyed eating or growing and cooking at other farms, and that they have not succeeded just because of the soil. So some of that has been things Colby has wanted to, but we've been limited. So it's a little bit of both. This past fall, Colby came to us and really wanted peppers, which we hadn't been planning to grow. So we did grow a lot of peppers this year. We did a whole range of them, and he's made...
What kind of peppers? Let's get into the nitty-gritty.
They've got like a red pepper for the harissa sauce, I believe. Well, actually, Colby should tell you about what's in all the sauces. I'm going to hand the mic back.
Now, really, let's get people's appetite wet here.
So Brent's growing a lot of great peppers right now. So we have some in our fresh spaghetti pasta we make in-house. We use some of the peppers there. We always make our harissa in-house. This year we're trying to make it with fresh peppers rather than dried peppers, so we're trying to utilize all the peppers that Brent's growing so that we can have them beyond, you know, the season and have them into the fall or into the winter in the later months when Brent won't have things available at the farm. Right now they have calabrese peppers, frontera, red bell, and aji dulce. And we're using those in a couple of different dishes, but also, you know, like I said, we're making our own hot sauces now, our own harissa, so that we can kind of can and preserve things for the winter months when the farm will be shut down and we won't be able to have access to that stuff.
And also, Colby, I know in a lot of cases, a lot of restaurants will bring in or work with, let's say, a bakery or some other, you know, businesses in order to supplement their menu. And is that also the case here at the Hotel Tivoli?
No, it's a little different here. We make mostly everything in-house. We make all of our own breads, focaccia, pita, American street bread. We make our own apple pies, some local apples we get. Like I said, we make our own harissa. I think the only thing we don't really make is ketchup at this point. But for the most part, we make everything here in-house.
That was my next question, the ketchup. Where is this from? It's outstanding. Thank you, yeah. Also, when I was talking to Tyler earlier, it sounds like the hotel is under new. It's under new management, and is this recent?
We have a new general manager joining us October 1st, who's coming from the West Coast. Her name's April Word.
So there's an all new approach to what the hotel is trying to achieve and how it's more.
That was already underway in some respects, but I think we've got some fresh energy and momentum, and we've been open for 11 years at this point, almost exactly. August 2025 was our 11th anniversary of being open.
Okay.
We have 11 rooms in the hotel, so 11 is our lucky number.
That's Tyler Drozdek, who is the studio manager of the hotel, and hanging out with us today here on Tasting Tuesdays. So, yeah, because it just sounds like you're trying to attract families, get more of the community aware of what you guys are doing here, right? So obviously that's reflected in the menu.
Yeah, the Village of Tivoli has a lot to offer, and I went to Bard College and lived here, I guess I graduated just a little more than 20 years ago, moved back to the area about a year ago, and it's changed in a lot of ways, and it's still...
For the better, for the worse.
You know, but it's the same changing. In a lot of ways,
yeah,
too,
yeah, sure.
And the community's always been wonderful, but there's a lot more cars here on the weekends now.
Right.
More people passing through town.
Right. It's much more of a destination. Also, the culture of second homes becoming primary homes or just more second homes, that's got to change, obviously, the community.
There's a lot of interest in sustainability, too, these days. And that's one thing we're looking at for the hotel, what we can do along those lines. Maybe start a composting program for the village to drop off here. The volume of compost that the farm needs is quite heavy, so there's other organizations in the area too,
like Ozone. I was just thinking,
exactly,
right.
Yeah. But to have a drop-off spot in Tivoli would be really nice for the community.
Yeah, more the better, right? I mean,
our staff is really interested in those kind of things too, so we're trying to engage some projects along those lines.
And so the menu though is more Mediterranean.
Mediterranean and North African influence, which kind of comes from the owner.
And is that recent? More recent too?
No, really, okay. From the beginning. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's sort of the signature dish on the menu is the chicken tagine, which comes from the owner's interest and longtime travel to Morocco.
Okay. And Brent, is the farm, does it have other relationships, or is the hotel sort of the sole client in that way?
We have a little over... Well, off the top of my head, it's closer to 10 other accounts that we work with closely. But, you know, we're less than 2 acres. So even though we're selling to all those, we're really working with different chefs in ways of figuring out what they want and making sure, even at our small scale, that we can do that with the, yeah, like a big priority on making sure that the corner is getting what they need for their menu.
Great. And people can go to, 53, right, Broadway? Right. Go to hoteltivoli.org. I'm sure there's an Instagram account. I just assume as much. And they're located at 53 Broadway, right in the center of Tivoli. You can't miss it. And they have a wonderful porch during the warmer months where people can sit outside. I mean, it's just a great bar. They're known for their bar as well. And of course, most of all, the menu here and the food. Here's the good news. Let's do this again. We need to do a part two, part three, because there's a lot, obviously, we haven't gotten to. And the segment is woefully short. But, you know, I really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for being here. We're happy to be here, too.
It was great to meet everybody.
Thanks, Adam.
You've been listening to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.